Time now for an update on the travel bubble with Australia and what it is meaning for tourist operators. Before the pandemic, Australians made up almost half of all international visitor arrivals, spending $2.7 billion in 2019. The bubble opened in mid-April, but so far, most trips are families and friends simply desperate to reunite. Tourism reporter Tess Brunton spoke to operators around the country, still hoping to see more of the Aussie dollar.
Trans-Tasman trips made up the bulk of international travel in April, with close to 40,000 arrivals and 30,000 departures. Most of those were New Zealand citizens, the majority travelling to see family and friends. Development West Coast is running a campaign to encourage more Australians to add a holiday to their region during winter. Its chief executive, Heath Milne, says the tourist dollar is yet to materialise.
I'd have to describe it as a trickle. We've had a few honeymooners, so obviously people are out there celebrating, and a few free and independent travellers, but definitely no tour groups have come through yet. And we're not really seeing too many forward bookings in that space either.
He says West Coast operators are optimistic that more travellers and tour groups will come through later in the year.
I think there is some anxiety at the moment with, there's always that risk of getting stuck over here if something goes wrong from a COVID point of view. But as more vaccinations happen, I think that anxiety is going to go away. So we're confident that we're going to have a better outcome this summer.
Across the harbour from Auckland CBD, in the seaside suburb of Devonport, Pauline Baker has been running Magic Broomstick Segway tours for the past 13 years. At least half of her visitors are usually Australians, but she says few have come through since the bubble opened.
Ever hopeful that it's all going to come back together again. It obviously is not going to come back to where it was, but it will be manageable and the business will, I hope, survive. You know, we've done okay so far, so let's continue.
Naitahu Tourism's Jolanda Cave is the general manager for Shotover Jet in Queenstown, Dart River Adventures in Glenorchy, and Hooker Falls Jet on the Waikato River. She says visitor numbers are starting to pick up.
We celebrated our first two Australia customers, and it took, I think, 3 days to finally get them, to now really seeing it being, you know, 30% of our customers that are coming through the doors are from Australia.
At the peak of the winter season, their Otago jet boats could be on the water every 15 minutes. Jolanda Cave is expecting that will be closer to every 30 minutes due to reasonably full bookings.
It's so positive for us as an industry. It's so exciting to see people come back, to hear the boats buzzing on the water, and see the faces of the team really just enthusiastic about the fact that, you know, people love coming here and doing the product.
NZ Ski operates Mount Hutt, the Remarkables and Coronet Peak. Chief Executive Paul Anderson said they had a massive spike in website inquiries when the bubble was announced.
And they've translated through to good solid bookings. Our bookings are up above what they were in the same time in 2019. And the other good news we're getting out of our agents in Australia is they've got really strong inquiry for coming to have a winter holiday in New Zealand based around ski.
Tourism operators are hopeful more Australians will cross the ditch as states start their winter school holidays from this weekend.